I remember my granddaddy's laughter as he led me through the backyard, past the wisteria where I played as a child and my mother before me. I followed him to that miraculous space that was his garden. When I was a child, he had a vast vegetable garden, which produced more than he and my grandmother could possibly eat or give away. And as he advanced in years, his garden became less ambitious. But he still grew tomatoes with pride, along with squash, a few okra plants, and maybe a watermelon or a cantaloupe. "There it is," he said as he pointed to a mustard plant and laughed. This unexpected shrub in his garden filled him with an enthusiasm that was contagious. He explained that he hadn't planted it, but he had tilled the soil, watered, and tended his garden as usual, and it simply appeared. My granddaddy wasn't a particularly religious person, but he was familiar with Jesus' mustard seed parable. And when I recall this moment in the garden together, in the humid southeast Texas breeze, I remember his joy. I wonder what this meant to him, this mustard plant invading his garden. I wish I had asked. Parables are meant to be wrestled with, and will take on different meanings at different times, contexts, and stages of our lives. New Testament scholar Amy Jill Levine states, "What makes the parables mysterious or difficult is that they challenge us to look into the hidden aspects of our own values, our own lives. They bring to the surface unasked questions, and they reveal the answers we have always known but refuse to acknowledge." Today's parable invites us to consider that the kingdom of God is like when humankind and nature work together in harmony. Present in our parables is the unmistakable partnership of the sower of the seeds and nature to produce. The sower or the farmer does her bit, and then God provides the growth. I wonder what these parables meant to Jesus' disciples, for they were entrusted with continuing his work and ministry. For me and for us, it can be both humbling and comforting to be reminded that it is not all up to us, for that can be a heavy burden to imagine and or a dangerous and misleading power fantasy. God does not leave us alone in the continuation and carrying out of Christ's ministry, which is both a relief and a salvation. Like the seed that would sprout and grow, and the farmer does not know how, the Holy Spirit, for all its holy bluster on Pentecost, is also quietly, persistently giving life. The kingdom of God is growing and sprouting even as we sleep. For while we are to do our part, again, God gives the growth. And through the life-giving force of the Spirit, God's kingdom is breaking into the world, and it has particular attributes. It puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. What is given life, in turn, provides for other life. The mustard shrub provides shade and shelter for birds to find a home, to make their nests. These attributes of the kingdom bring to mind the fruits of the Spirit as described by St. Paul in Galatians. The marks of life lived in the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Similarly, we know it is of God's kingdom when it is life-giving and protective. We know God gives the growth when shelter and home are to be found in it. And this kingdom, where is it to be found? Inside each one of us, with small beginnings, but grows and flourishes until it reaches outside of us through our words and actions and hospitable presence in the world, creating community, God's community, ushering in God's reign. And it takes territory as we and all of God's creation work together like my granddaddy's garden that produced way more food that they could eat or give away. For the Creator animates both the seed and the sower. And in doing so, God is doing the heavy lifting. God gives the growth. God is at work in the world through the Holy Spirit, bringing forth goodness and life. And if we have eyes to see it, we are bowled over by the abundance. We are called to do our bit. We are called to do our part. We are to take seriously Christ's ministry entrusted to us to share the good news and be agents of God's kingdom. And there will be seasons of discouragement, seasons of doubt and wondering. Wondering, how long, O Lord, how long? But today's parable, unlike ever before for me, because remember, parables, they change in their meaning to each us as we go through our lives. This parable provides for me comfort and encouragement, as I hope it does for you too. The Creator of the world is causing the kingdom to sprout and grow, even with our not necessarily knowing how. It is God's good pleasure to provide for God's children, to give help, and to provide abundant life. So let us do our bit. Let us do our part. And listen for God's laughter and delight as God's kingdom breaks into this moment and all the moments to come. Let us point with the same enthusiasm that gripped my granddaddy in his garden years ago. Let us point to the kingdom and exclaim, "Look, there it is." Amen.